Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we will be concluding the second chapter of Maseches Erevin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So our Mishnah yesterday ended with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who expressed an opinion about the system of boards used to make an enclosure around the wells for the pilgrims going to Yerushalayim. So we continue now. Va'od amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Now we have another statement from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Hagina v'harkarpev shehein shivim amah v'shirayim. A garden and a karpev, which we explained yesterday, is a type of storage area outside of town. So these things that have 70 amas and a little bit more, al shivim amah v'shirayim, and they're square, so it's 70 amas and a little more on each side. Mukefes geder gavoa asara tvachim, if they have an enclosure 10 handbreadths tall around them, metazlin basocho, then you can carry in something that big. Ubavad sheheba shomira obeis dira, so long as it has a watchman's hut or a residence. Oshetehe smucha la'ir, or if it's close to the city, and we'll see why that is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilo ein ba ela bor v'shiach umara. Even if it only has a pit or a cave, something like that, a trench, metaltlin basocha, you can still carry in it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Afilo ein ba achas mikol elu metaltlin basocha. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that even if it has none of these things in it, you can still carry in it. Ubevad sheheba shivim amah v'shirayim al shivim amah v'shirayim. Just so long as it has the measurements of 70 and a fraction by 70 and a fraction. 70 cubits by 70 cubits and a little bit more. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Im haya archa yeser al rachba afilu amah achas ein metatlan basocho. If it's even a single cubit longer than it is wide, you can't carry in it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu arka pi shnayim barachba matatlan basocho. Rabbi Yossi says, even if it's twice as long as it is wide, you can carry in it. Let us look in the Bartanuro. Va'od amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Another statement of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Mishum da amar chada l'chumra gabe pasin. Because he says one stringently regarding the boards. Damar ein osan osan el ber harabim, because he said they can only be made for a public spring. Bahashta ka amar chumra achrita. Now he says another stringency. Da afamuka fladira lo shari tfe mibesa asayim. That even an area enclosed for dwelling cannot exceed beis asayim. Mishum hachi tana va'od. So that's why it says va'od, because it's continuing with his line of logic from the previous Mishnah. Shomira, it has to have a guardian's dwelling. Sukkah Shomrim, it's the hut used by watchmen. The Afalgav, the Hukaf Ladira, Beis Asayim Hu Deshari Tfeilo. Even though this is an area enclosed for dwelling, Beis Asayim is the maximum, and after that you're not allowed to carry in it. So aside from having one of these dwellings in it, it could also be smucha le'ir, close to the city. The hoyo v'krova lebeso dato lehishtamish bo tamid ukamuka fledira dami. Since it's close to his house, he intends to use it regularly, so it's considered the same as one of these places that has a dwelling in it. So that's why close to the city is a factor, because the owner can come regularly. Ubilvad shetehe shivim ama v'shirayim al shivim ama v'shirayim, just so long as it's 70 cubits and a fraction by 70 cubits and a fraction. V'lo yoter, but not more. V'tanakama nami de la'el de amru lo amru beis asayim el lekarpe v'lagina. The Tanakama in the previous Mishnah said that beis asayim, this measurement, was only said for a karpe, for the storage area, and for a garden. Aval imhaya dir o sahar o chatzer, etc. But if it had one of these dwellings, k'Rabbi Akiva kamar. That's like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The hecha de'ika beis dira afilu tuva nami. That if it has one of these dwellings, it could be larger than the size. Ukishalohu kafdira beis asayim. And when it doesn't have one of these residences, then you're limited to the beis asayim. Umay binayhu, and what's the difference between these two opinions? Amrina begamara deika binayhu davar muat shebeis asayim yoter al shivim ana v'shirayim revuim. The difference of opinion, according to the Gemara, is the small difference in measurement that Beis Asayim exceeds the 70 and a fraction squared. V'tanakama shari v'beis Asayim shlamim, and the previous Tana allows a complete Beis HaSayim, or Rabbi Akiva, Shivim Ana V'Shirayim, Al Shivim Ama V'Shirayim, V'Su Lo. And Rabbi Akiva holds 70 and a fraction by 70 and a fraction, but not more. So there is a tiny difference in measurement between these two things, so that's the difference of opinion. Uketzad Yadenu de Beis HaSayim Yoter Al Shivim Ana V'Shirayim Rabuyim. How do we know that Beis HaSayim is larger than 70 Amas and a fraction squared? Ta'amrina b'Gemara, we say in the Gemara, b'kama heim sasayim, how much is sasayim? K'chatzar ha-mishkan, that's like the chatzar of the mishkan, like the courtyard of the tabernacle. B'chatzar ha-mishkan, kasiv bey, and it says regarding the chatzar of the mishkan, orach ha-chatzar, mea ba'ama, v'rochiv chamishim b'chamishim. The length of the chatzar is 100 amma, and its width is 50 by 50. Now, how can the width be 50 by 50? Udarshinan may chamishim b'chamishim. So we explain what that means. Amar Torah, tul chamishim she'archo yoser al rachbo. Take the 50 by which its length exceeds its breadth. V'savav chamishim hanosarim l'shiur Shabbos. And surround that extra 50 for the measurements of Shabbos. The havaluhu shivim ana v'arboim tfachim. So it's 70 amos and 4 hand breadths squared. So this measurement of 70 in a fraction by 70 in a fraction, that's derived by squaring the size of the chatzar of the Mishkan. So the chatzar of the Mishkan was 50 by 100. So 50 by 100, you do the math, you see that's 5,000. So this 70 in a fraction by 70 in a fraction, what's 70 by 70? 4,900. So even with the fraction, you see that the actual measurement of the chatzar squared is going to be 5,000 square amos, but the shivim in a fraction by shivim in a fraction is only going to be somewhere between 4,900 and 5,000. So you see that the actual Beis HaSayim is larger than this measurement of 70 in a fraction squared. Okay, let's skip. Ubamasha Amar Rabbi Akiva Afilu Ein Ba Achas Me'elu Metaltlin Besocho. And that which Rabbi Akiva said, even if it doesn't have any of these things, you can carry in something this size if it's enclosed on Shabbos. Hilchas Akavaise. That is the halacha. Of Albamai de Palig Achachamim de Amrulo de Lael. But that which he argued on the Chachamim previously, Besavar de Shivim Amma Vishirayim al Shivim Amma Vishirayim Vesulo, who say the 70 amos and a fraction squared and no more, Baha halacha ki chachamim. In that, the halacha is like the chachamim. So the size follows the chachamim, but the fact that it doesn't need anything in it follows Rabbi Akiva. The Beis HaSayim ki chatzar ha mishkan shari, because in Beis HaSayim, which is like the chatzar of the mishkan, it's permitted to carry. Shehu davar muat yoter al shivim ana v'shirayim rebuyim. And that's a little bit larger than Rabbi Akiva's 70 in a fraction. So Rabbi Eliezer said, im hayisa arka yeser al rachba, if the length exceeds the width even by a single amma, v'af al gav, the miyat rachba v'hosif al arka v'ein mechula ella Beis HaSayim ein metaltlin. He feels that even if you would decrease the width in order to increase the length, or vice versa, you would basically keep the same total square amos, you're not allowed to carry. The merubahu desharu rabbanan hechadolo hukafudira, that it was only a square enclosure that the rabbis permitted, where it doesn't include one of these dwellings. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, the polyg of the Rabbi Eliezer, v'loy boy merubos. And the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi, who disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer and does not require it to be square. So it's the total cumulative square amos that matter, not the fact that it's actually in the shape of a square. Finally, Mishnah Vav, the last Mishnah in this chapter. Amar Rabbi Eloy. Rabbi Eloy said, Shamati me Rabbi Eliezer, v'afilu hi k'beis kur. I heard from Rabbi Eliezer that it could even be the size of Beis Kor. V'chein shamati mimenu, and similarly I heard from him, an shechatzer shechachach echad mehen, v'lo erev, someone who is a member of the houses that open up to a common courtyard, who forgets and doesn't make an erev, beiso aser, melhachnis l'mahotzi lo, aval lehem mutter. His house is forbidden for him to carry to and from the courtyard on Shabbos, but the other people whose houses open onto the courtyard can bring to and from his house. V'chein shamati mimenu, and I also heard from him, Shiyotzian Bakravanim Bepesach, that we can fulfill the mitzvah of Maror using this plant called Akravanin on Pesach. V'chizarti al kol tamidov ubikashti lichaver, and I asked among all of his students, looking for someone to corroborate what I heard, v'lo matzasi, but I couldn't come up with anyone who could say they learned the same thing from him. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Afilu hikabes kur, aplugta dila elkoi. This is talking about the previous argument, agina v'karpef, regarding the garden and the karpef. Anshe chatzer sheshachach echad mehem v'lo erev, a chatzer where one of the members did not remember to make an erev. Ulamachar bito rishus chetzro lechaverev, and the next day he forgoes his share in the chatzer in favor of the other members. Shehaya osar alehem milchosi mibatehen lechatzer, because he was prohibiting them from carrying from their houses to the chatzer. Shehachatzer rishus kulan, because the chatzer belongs to all of them, b'chelko osar alehen, and his share until he gave it to them was preventing them from carrying. Hoyo v'bito rishus chetzro bito af rishus beso, and when he gives up his share in the chatzer, he's effectively giving up his share in his house, af al pi shelo pirish, even though he didn't say as much. V'nasa oreach etzlam, and he's like a guest by the other tenants. L'fikach af beso mutalehem, therefore they can carry to and from his house to the courtyard. Aval aser lo l'hachnez l'hotzi mibeso l'chatzer, but he's not allowed to carry to and from his house to the courtyard. Af al pi shehu mutal l'hachnez l'hotzi mibatehem l'chatzer, kishar ko adam shenichnas l'beis chavero shemutal l'hotzi mibeis chavero l'chatzer d'ha reshusa d'chadhu. If he goes in and out of a friend's house in this chatzer, he can carry. Just like anyone who comes to visit a friend can carry in their erev diyard or whatever the situation is. He's not prohibited because of that. But in this case, he's prohibited from carrying in and out of his own house. Mikol makom, mibeso aser hu lahotzi. He cannot carry out from his house. V'lo amrinan, kiven dabata luhu rushus beso, hari beso kibatehem. We don't say that since he gave up his house in favor of them, that it's like their houses. Because when he carries from his house to the courtyard, he's reacquiring his house. And then he would forbid everybody. So in order to keep him from messing up the system that enables them to carry, we tell him he's not allowed to carry to and from his house. Shiyotzian Bakravanin, that we can fulfill our obligation with this plant, Bapesach, on Passover, Mishum Maror, to fulfill the obligation of Maror. Ubikashti lichaver, and I looked for someone to corroborate. L'shosha devarim halalu, these three things, im shoma mipiv, if any of the other students heard them from Rabbi Eliezer. V'lo mutsasi, but I didn't find any. V'ein halacha ka'achas mehen, and the halacha does not follow any of these statements that Rabbi Eloi said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Degavi gina v'karpef lo shari tfei mebeis asayim, when it comes to a garden and a karpef, we do not permit an area larger than beis asayim. V'anshe chatzer sheshachach echad mehem v'lo erav u'bitil reshuso v'lo bitil beiso af lehem aser beiso. If a person forgot to join the erav and he gives up his share in the chatzer, but he does not specifically give up his share in his house, then the other people cannot carry either. Aval mibatehem l'chatzer mutzer, but they can carry from their houses to the courtyard. V'akraniv lav marahu, and this plant is not usable for marah on Pesach. V'ein adam yotzibo yidei chavaso b'pesach, so someone who uses it would not fulfill his obligation. That is the end of Perek Beis. Join us tomorrow when we'll be starting Perek Gimel.